Good morning, people. This is your Cosmic Curator with a look at the stars for today, Saturday, September 6th, and the week ahead. Well, folks, do you ever get that feeling that sometimes something happens that feels like the hand of fate is at work? You know, a life-changing event, a chance meeting that takes you in a new direction, or some amazing insight? Well, the zodiac is buzzing with an energy pattern that could just deliver that hand of fate. It's been building for weeks and peaks on Sunday. That's tomorrow. And could last through a diminished intensity for 6 months. So here's the deal. We have a full moon tomorrow in Aquarius. Now, full moons always bring peak emotional energy. And remember, the moon is about the mind. Now, this full moon is aligned with the karmic axis that creates the lunar eclipse. And the karmic axis always brings up things from the past and illusions of the future. Now, this karmic axis is what makes this full moon feel like fate is at work. Now, added to the full moon lunar eclipse is Mercury, the planet that governs thinking and the rational mind. Mercury is very near the sun, so that adds an acute awareness of whatever the lunar eclipse means for you. Now, there is a big boost in intensity. Yeah, even full moons can even be more intense because Jupiter, the planet that makes everything bigger, is involved in the melee. Now, lunar eclipses are great for turning inward, for connecting with your inner truth, for connecting with your soul, you know, not the mask that you put on every day. That's because the sun, moon, and earth are in perfect alignment. Now, one of the opportunities of this full moon lunar eclipse is to become aware of the story that you tell yourself. You know, the story embedded in your subconscious that could be running your life, almost like an operating system on your computer. For example, you may feel like you're not good enough, when the fact is you definitely are. Or that you can't do something when you are supremely capable. Well, a typical one is that you don't deserve something when you definitely do. So, as the light of this full moon illuminates the steamy gullies of your soul, take advantage of its gift to update your personal operating system with a story that reflects your innate goodness and even your greatness. Now, the moon represents one's mind, and on this full moon, remember, the mind can be a great friend or a great enemy. It's up to you to know how to use it and focus it to the best of its use. Well, that's it for this edition of the Cosmic Curator. And remember the cosmic disclaimer. It's the wise person who rules their stars and a fool who is ruled by them. See you next week right here on WERU 89.9 FM Blue Hill or streaming around the globe at WERU.org. Or that great WERU app. That's it for now. Over and out.